This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Afternoon Delight with Dean on Joy 94.9. We've got Michael and Tom, no relation, in the house.
Sup.
And we've also gotten a message in. Ooh. We love contact. We love messages.
Yeah, I love contact. Touch me.
We were talking about the illustrious Dean's dating life.
It's or lack dead. Thereof.
It's
or
dead. Well, I mean, Halloween just happened, so we've got to dig it back up. It's time for a erection.
Oh, yes. Honey. Well, they say like 13 hours.
Which I had longer than that.
So, oh my God, is there a real Dean that we don't know under the hilarious, sensitive, gorgeous, creative, and highly intelligent persona?
No.
Lots of love, Peter and Lachlan. Yeah, well, I suppose, yes, you are the MILFia of gaming.
MILF?
MILFia, as in
Mother,
like
the, I'd like. What?
The MILFia, like those cakes that are like made out of pancakes or crepes or whatever.
I was hearing
MILFia. I hardly know her.
But it works.
It does the job.
I mean,
somewhere.
It was that or an onion. And, you know.
And ogres are like onions. Nice,
and onions make you cry, so let's not go down there. But all right, let's do this. Put a challenge out to me, guys. Something over this long weekend that I need to do to try and change my dating poolness, that or pickings, or trying to do something, or approachableness.
Go to the LGBTI venue that you least frequently went to. So the one you haven't been to in ages.
I don't think you understand. I'm a photographer of these venues, which means I'm at them all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, go to the one you went to. You haven't been to the most frequently.
Literally, I'm at them all. That doesn't help me.
Ask a question and don't answer it yourself.
What about?
But I'm a trivia host.
What about
a blind date? What are you trying?
I'm just going to leave it
all
out
right,
there.
All right, we're going to put a blind date out there. All right, yeah. I'm happy to go on a blind date. Should we make it a competition that we end up doing? Not today.
Everyone loses.
The show ends in 10 minutes. But we could put. I think a bit more work has to go into this, and we're going to do a blind date.
Yeah.
Going on
but
a blind
is there
date.
Anyone who doesn't know Dean?
I don't know. But going on a blind date requires... Going on a blind date, it's not something I can do in the next 4 days because it requires someone else to do the work.
True, yes. you do need a gaggle of friends to coalesce and find you.
Just a good hitch.
You know.
Someone to play matchmaker.
Oh, so have you ever tried to set people up and put them on blind dates? Have you ever given that a bell?
No, but I've gone on one once. It was fine.
Really?
Yeah, it was fine. Well, yeah, whatever.
It's not so much blind dates. I just full manipulate people into the circumstances. I believe they should be.
I just completely pretend I'm a different person.
Like, you just do things
me.
A certain way.
Like, I make them, you know, manage. I've played matchmaker, but it's not really a blind date. It's more... finessing and zhuzhing.
It's getting very Fiddler on the Roof. Very Fiddler. Matchmaker.
Fiddler
matchmaker,
on my roof.
Make me a match.
And burn this house down.
Yeah, let's
I'm
burn
done.
The baby down. Okay, so your suggestion is go on a blind date.
Blind date, yep. I think that's it.
Right. How am I going to achieve this on my own?
Text 5 of your friends.
Just blindfold
and say,
yourself.
Send me on a blind date.
Oh, that's okay. This is a good idea. So I'm going to go blind date challenge, throwing the gauntlet down.
Yep.
This is your responsibility. You don't have to communicate with each other. Each of you pick someone, and then at least I've got 5 dates.
But then you know what'll happen? They'll be I've got this great person for you. Let's meet, you know, if on Friday, and you'll be like, I'm very busy.
Yeah.
I've also, you'll have met something? Every one of them. You're like, oh, we've met.
But I've never actually been on a date ever in my life.
Like a proper date.
What
yeah, exactly.
On a date.
So it doesn't matter if you're like, oh, I know this person either really well or somewhat well.
But just because you're a gay acquaintance with someone doesn't mean that you know them. It means you've
exactly.
got to get to know them, and the date is the place to do that. And yep. imagine me going to a bar and not bringing my camera.
You'd still have your phone. You'd manage.
I'm saying I'd be forced not to work. That's the trick then. I wouldn't be able to.
But me being the cheap bitch that I am, the question is who pays on a blind date?
I think if it's a success, you split it. And if it's a failure, the person that set you up pays.
Okay, this is a good message that we've got just gotten through. It's from Rach from the Brekkie Bears saying, hey, Jean, I got asked out on air twice and one actually followed through, so go for it. And that
that's
is
that's
true.
That's just showing off.
No. That happened a couple of weeks ago. And it's like, that was a very nice way to start your Monday morning.
Wait, does that mean I have to now respond to every lewd message we get in on Hide and Seek?
Oh, my God, we don't have all day. But I think it's time for a gauntlet to be thrown down. So yep. over the month of November, I don't do Movember.
Well, this is going to be your own Movember.
Home Movember.
This is my home Movember where it's blind date. It's time for Dean to go on blind dates and we'll have updates every week on Mad Wednesday. I mean, that's what we're going to do. It's my home Movember challenge. How am I acting? My words yeah. have gone.
It's my depressing month.
My home. All right, things are going to get hard for me. All right, blind date rules are on. Before we go, we've still got a few more minutes. We'll come back right after this and you can give me some tips for how to sort out the best blind date. This is Right Words. I obviously don't have them. You're on Afternoon Delight on Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.